This time next week, we would have already had the first game, South versus the Broncos
Thank
in the
God
new
for
NRL
that,
season. However, MJ, I've got a feeling over the next week or so, we're going to have more about Coatgate, which is what people are calling it out there, and the dramas up there in Queensland when it comes to drugs. And today, we see that back in 2007, the Gold Coast Titans' previous administration secretly covered up 5 positive results to in-house drug testing. Now, boys, just so I know, if a club does an in-house test just for themselves, do they have to tell the NRL or any administration about, you know, whether the results are good or bad?
Gus, I'm not exactly sure what the rules and regulations are there. I would say that the NRL would like to be contacted.
Yeah.
I'd say the authorities would, in a perfect world, want to be contacted. Whether they are or not, and whether they have been in the past from certain clubs, I don't know. You'd be naive to think that clubs... Yeah, you know, most clubs have done in-house drug tests over the last 10 to 20 years and there's been positives and they just haven't alerted the authorities about it. But this is really interesting, Gus. in two ways. Firstly, the fact that, okay, ecstasy cover-up, which is a big headline, but I'll tell you what it shows as well. It just goes to show how far the Titans administration over the years had just wandered away from what they were doing initially. Now, we've spoken before about the Titans when they first came into the competition. They knew they were operating and living in an area which is all about nightlife and razzmatazz and, you know, and fast cars and fast women and good times. So they put certain things in place, one of which is they weren't allowed to go to certain clubs, pubs, and they were not allowed to be seen after dark in Cavill Avenue.
Which is the strip.
And on the back of this, to think in their first season, 2007, that they turned up the day after Mad Monday and drug tested the players just showed
the high standard they were trying to set.
The whole standard they were trying to set. And somewhere along the way, they just started to go away from that a little bit. Now, the big part of the story is the fact that they had 5 tests and they didn't pass it on to the authorities. I'm sure the NRL will have something to say on that.
Yeah, I suppose it's very similar to what the AFL do constantly with their drug tests. They know that the players have tested positive twice and then they've got to pass it on to the powers that be. But I know that Anthony Mundine came out yesterday and was pretty vocal on saying that in the past he's had players or, you know, star players offer him drugs, you know, anywhere in pubs, clubs, and he said this yesterday in the news.
I know in my time I've been offered... drugs, the use of cocaine or whatever else, on the party scene and the social scene, and a lot of the people, I don't want to name names, but a lot of stars at that time were involved. Players you wouldn't think, no one ever dug deep enough, you know, to find the snakes in the closet, you know what I mean? And
how are these guys beating tests?
I know cases that, you know, they, even the club themselves will say, call them up and say, don't come in today, the drugs are coming in. So they wouldn't come in.
So they're being warned.
They're being warned.
Yeah, Chuck, you know, when he's talking out there about being offered drugs, look, I think it doesn't matter
if you're in
who you are. You could be the local parish priest. If you go down to your local every Friday, Saturday and have one or two quiet ones, and sometimes you've probably been offered something. Mm. You know, look, we're naive in a lot of ways to be totally alarmed saying, I can't believe that sports stars are taking drugs when we know that in this city, you know, as well as the Gold Coast, that, you know, in the world at the moment, one of the primary problems we have is drugs, illicit drugs. You know, if it's going on in society and it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's drugs, whether it's assault, doesn't matter what it is, it will always, you'll have a second, like you do in society, you'll have it in sporting organisations, sporting clubs. And most crime in Sydney these days can be attributed to drugs. Can't you? You think about it, drugs and alcohol, and religion
seem to be the things everyone wants to fight about.
But let's talk about drugs for a second. But like, drugs in Sydney is one of the biggest problems in the city. We wake up every morning to hear about assaults because of drugs.
Yep,
break-ins because of drugs. People falling asleep behind the wheel on the Harbour Bridge.
Yep,
because of drugs. It's society, unfortunately.
It is.
This is the Grill Team.